And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio today by Julia Gaines, the director of the University of Missouri School of Music, and we are here to discuss the Chancellor's Arts Showcase.
Julia, how are you? I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me again.
Always. So tell us, what exactly is the Chancellor's Arts Showcase?
So the Chancellor's Arts Showcase, the title of it is something I changed when I became the director to try and incorporate more of our colleagues and peers in theater and the School of Visual Studies. But it really is a continuation of a concert started decades ago. Back in the 80s, Don McLaughlin started it as the Chancellor's Festival. It was a music festival. And then Melvin Platt called it the Chancellor's Concert. So really, it's just a chance for us to bring our really exceptional musicians in front of the administration so they could really see, not that they don't get to see it at other times, but when you name a concert after them,
they're obligated.
It gets a
now.
Little more attention. And so it's really just a chance for administration to really see the exceptional arts programming we have at the university.
That's great. So what is the program looking like for this year?
So this year, we're super excited. You know, we celebrated our centennial last year, so it was all about the big music focus. But we're collaborating more with our peers and our colleagues from theater this year. Our theme is hashtag Mizzou Made. That's not original. Clearly, we're stealing that from athletics. But we're just continuing to feature a lot of the programming will be by students that have either written the pieces or are performing them. And we're bringing back a very exciting theater alum to join us because obviously he is Mizzou made as well.
Okay. And who is this alum then?
So we're super excited to announce that Bryson Bruce, a graduate from the theater program in 2014, will be joining us. You might not know his name, but you definitely know the character he's playing right now. He is currently touring in the role of Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson with the first national touring company of the Broadway show Hamilton, an American musical. So we're super excited to have him back now. Now, he can't do a thing from Hamilton.
His
contract. He's not singing anything of the cabinet scene. But to have him back and work with our students for a couple days, clearly they're excited to talk to him about his experiences. And he's going to work with some of our musical theater students, and they're going to do a piece on the program.
Very cool. What else is on the docket? Are you concentrating on voice?
It is going to be a pretty heavy vocal focus, but we are going to open this year with our Sing Field Prize winner, which is what we normally do.
Right. Yeah.
This is the concert that features our Sing Field Prize winner, and that's a student of ours that has won a competition. It isn't just an in-house competition, but we do get outside judges to review the compositions. But our composers compete to write for a large ensemble piece at the Chancellor's Art Showcase. You know, you might not think that that's not that big of a deal, but our composers, it's hard to get large ensembles to play your new music. Mm-hmm. It's fairly easy, especially at our school, to get a chamber group, you know, two or three, four musicians, maybe our new music ensemble since it's built in. But to be able to write for orchestra or large choir or a large band like our wind ensemble, that's actually quite rare. So these students are competing for the chance to write this new piece for large ensemble.
Very cool. And what does that competition look like?
So they send in over the summer, they submit a few of their chamber pieces. So some of them have never written for large ensemble. So it's not like they can submit a large ensemble piece. They submit their chamber music. Again, we have those outside judges review it, and then they select whoever that outstanding composer was as a winner, the Sing Field Prize winner, and then they write the piece after that. So they have to have the piece done by December 1st, I think, so the conductors can review it, and then we give it to the students as soon as the spring semester starts. And so at the Chancellor's Art Showcase, the very first piece will be a brand new world premiere by one of our students.
Wonderful. And who won this year?
This year it's Nico Schroeder.
Okay.
He's one of our master's students, and he's very excited about the opportunity to write this piece, and he's writing for orchestra. We rotate sometimes if it's going to be choir or orchestra or band. Last year it was band, and so this year the piece is going to be for orchestra. The orchestra will play another piece as well. They'll do two selections. But that will start the program, and then it will move to a vocal kind of themed event.
Okay. Are we doing pieces from The Magic Flute then?
We happen to be adding one. Boy, that was such a great production a couple weeks ago. So great to see two fully staged productions, you know, our double cast set of Magic Flute. So I'm not exactly sure what scene they're going to do, but we are going to do one scene from Magic Flute. And we're also going to bring back a scene from the opera scenes we did last fall.
Okay.
One of our students wrote a one-act opera based on Sherlock Holmes.
Hans Harris
wrote that. So we're going to bring back one of those scenes as well. So with Magic Flute, we can't say that the music was Mizzou made. Clearly, that was Mozart. But with Hans, you know, of course, we'll have a student performing the Magic Flute. And then with Hans, there we have student written, student performed. Even the costume was helped designed by students. So that's really one of those full picture Mizzou made performances.
Very cool. And what else have we got on the bill?
We have a couple more things on the program. So Hit Street Harmony is going to sing, and they are our jazz choir, and they've done a lot of performing recently. They performed for the Missouri 100 event. They performed for the Taste of Arts and Science. So they've really gotten some neat exposure, and a lot of people are very familiar with who they are. Their concerts on campus are absolutely sold out. I mean, Whitmore seats 239. I think I had 250 people in the hall for their last concert.
Wow.
So they're a very popular group on campus. So we're excited to feature them. I think there are about 15 students that'll be in kind of a chamber jazz setting. And then the students that are taking Professor Powell's music theater performance class are going to sing. And these are some of the ones that are going to sing with Bryson too. They're going to do something. So I'm not exactly sure the title that they're going to do, but we're really excited to be doing more with theater. We're hoping to develop a musical theater minor at the university. Maybe we're a couple years out from a major. So this is something that we're really excited about developing. And then we're going to bring back one scene, just kind of like we did with Magic Flute and with Hans's opera. We're going to bring back one scene from the musical that the theater did last fall called Songs for a New World.
Okay.
So some of these are you know, when I call it the Chancellor's Arts Showcase, we are showcasing some of the kind of award-winning things we've already done. And that's a neat way. I don't believe the Chancellor was able to see all of these events. So it's nice to pull out some of our highlights from our big events throughout the year and show him and his staff and the people that he's invited what we are capable of.
And the rest of us, too, who didn't make it to,
well,
you know,
that's right.
Every
it's not
single
just
thing.
For the Chancellor. You're right. This is for anybody that wants to hear some really neat highlights from the year.
So, yeah, this is a great opportunity to get into. This is at the Missouri Theater, by the way. I guess we should probably mention when and where this is going to be. This is on April 8th at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater.
Correct.
It sounds like a great opportunity to get out and really see what the MU School of Music and musical theater has to offer.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty common for us to just focus on one ensemble for a whole concert, and lots of people like that. That's not a bad thing by any means.
Sure.
Some people really want to just hear the orchestra, or really just want to hear our youth singers. But it is kind of neat when we get a chance to kind of do a mosaic, you know, of mm-hmm. some of the different things. What are we pulling out that you get to see quite a variety? That's what we did last year with our centennial. We tried to highlight all those different ensembles and kind of doing the same thing this year. It's got a little bit of a vocal heavy theme, and we're trying to really focus on that Mizzou made being, you know, performing or creating. Either way, it certainly has our students involved.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about it. Again, this is the Chancellor's Arts Showcase. It's April 8th at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater right here in beautiful downtown Columbia. Julia, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about it.
You're welcome. Hope we can get a lot of people out for it.